baptism of several people.
今天我们聚在这里庆祝的是耶稣基督的诞生，但是同时呢，我们也来庆祝有几位弟兄姐妹今天要在主里面受洗。
And so I kind of wonder, you know, what do you say to somebody on Christmas? It might be your first Christmas as a believer, and while you get baptized.
所以呢，我在考虑，那这些人呢，在这个圣诞主日来受洗，我应该对他们讲些什么样鼓励的话语呢？
You know, because you're going to come up as you have expressed your faith in Jesus Christ, and then go down in the water and come back up.
因为呢，这几位等一下要上到台上来，然后呢，进到水里面，从水里面出来，借此完成在主里面的受洗。
And this represents your dying with Jesus to your old man and coming alive to your new man.
代表的呢，就是进入到水里面。自己的老我死去了，从水里面出来，代表的是在基督里面一个新的生命，新的人出生了。
And as you come alive to this new man, sometimes we call it our new creation.
所以我们这个新的生命诞生以后呢，有的时候我们也把这个新的生命称为我们的新人。
And this morning's passage, I think, is really helpful for.Those that might be a new believer.
所以我想对我们这个刚刚要信耶稣基督的朋友们来说呢，今天我们要看的这一段经文会有很大的帮助。
Because I know sometimes new believers have almost unrealistic, or I should say, unbiblical expectations.
很多的时候，初信徒呢，对自己怀有那些盼望，可能有一些不太现实，甚至有些地方不符合圣经里面的教导。
You know.People tell you, oh, if you follow Jesus, you're going to have peace. And sometimes you think everything is going to go very smoothly.
别人也许告诉过你，如果你信了耶稣基督，那么从此你会一路顺风，一切平安，从此你自己也成为一个完美的人。
And it's true that God promises peace.
圣经，在圣经里面，神确实答应我们，他要给我们心里的平安。
And it's true that because Jesus is in heaven in control. A lot of times he has control over all of your circumstances and can change them.
确实，主耶稣基督现在已经在天上为王，他能够控制，能够掌管世上的一切，他能够掌管我们人生里面很多各样环境、各样的事物。
But we also walk by faith.And not by sight.
可是作为基督徒，我们行走，我们过生活，过人生呢，靠的是信心，而不是我们的看见。
And so sometimes, even though Jesus is at heaven above in control, he sometimes allows people around us to hurt each other.
所以主耶稣基督在天上作王，同时呢，他也允许在今天这个世界上。允许让别人会世上发生的这些事情对我们会造成一些伤害。
But he promises that no matter what the circumstances, we can have peace in our hearts.
但是最重要的就是说，不管这个世界上发生什么样的事情，神赐给我们心中的这个平安是最大的一个平安。
And that's why it's really important for you to understand the idea of the new man or the new creation.
所以我们清楚地了解这个新的生命和我们的新人这一点呢，非常非常的重要。
Because the peace that God does give us comes through prayer, but it also comes through living out the new man.
神赐给我们的平安，靠着我们对他的祷告里流淌出来，同时也靠着我们在日常生活当中怎样把这个新的生命活出来。
And so in Isaiah, about 700 years before Jesus was born,
在旧约以赛亚书里面，以赛亚先知呢，是在基督降生之前700年左右的一个先知。
He prophesied that a virgin would give birth to a child who is God with us.
他的预言里面有一部分说的是将来要有一个童女怀孕生子，这个儿子呢，生这个儿子呢，就是神与人同在。
And then he goes on to say that that child receives the kingdom of God, reigns in heaven above, and is light to the whole world.
还说这一位要降生的这个儿子呢，他要从神那里继承天国王权，而且要在世上，要在这个天上世上掌管一切，还是神的儿子。
And so, as we stand up to read this passage, I'd like you to know one thing about it.
所以在我们朗读今天的经文的时候呢，有一个重点，我想让我们每一个人都要清楚地明白。
That when Isaiah prophesies about this child, Emmanuel, God with us coming, he speaks of it in terms of a place called Zebulun and Naphtali.
以赛亚在做这个预言的时候说，就是将来要有童女怀孕，神与人同在，要降生人间。他说这个预言的时候呢，指的是有一个具体的一个地点，也就是这个拿弗他利和西布伦地，也就是今天的加利利地区。
And you ask, where is Zebulun and Naphtali?
很多人可能不知道这个西布伦和拿弗他利是在什么样的位置。
This is way up in the northeast of Israel.
就是以色列的东北地区。
And this place in Jesus' time was called Galilee.
在耶稣基督那个年代，地名叫做加利利。
And as Jesus begins his ministry, Matthew tells us this prophecy is fulfilled.
所以马太福音告诉我们说，耶稣基督在世上，他做他的事工的时候呢，以赛亚这个预言就在基督的身上实现了。
And this place of Zebulun, Naphtali, Galilee is a place where people suffer a lot.
那在历史上来说，这个西布伦地还有拿弗他利、加利利这个地区呢，饱受战争的这个迫害，战争的这种灾难。
And like us, they just would have liked each of those families a life of safety and security and peace.
就像是我们今天很多人一样，当时的人民呢，心里面盼望能够有一天看到平安，看到战乱、战争的平息。
But it was an area where sometimes there was drought, and then later the drought would lead to famine.
这个地方呢，又经常发生旱灾，旱灾过后呢，又常常会有瘟疫和饥饿的现象出现。
And then when the drought would lead to famine, the famine itself, this would all lead to just economic difficulty for everybody.
所以干旱、饥荒这些现象呢，会给当地的人民带来很多经济上、生活上的痛苦。
But Zebulun, Naphtali, Galilee is a little bit like northeast China.
所以在某种程度上来说呢，这个西布伦和拿弗他利地有点像是中国的西北部地区。
And what I mean is that, you know, the northeast was vulnerable to, you know, Russia coming down from the north and Japan coming from the east, and it was kind of the place where foreign invaders sometimes would come.
那这个地区呢，历史上有曾经有俄国，比方说从西北部，那日本呢，从东部，通过内蒙古地区，这个地方曾经遭受过外部的侵略。
But Galilee suffered a lot more.
加利利呢，它遭受的这种外部侵略，要更加的频繁的多。
For over 1,000 years, different empires, they would come through the south to fight with Egypt, and they would come right through Galilee, and the people that lived there would suffer from their armies.
主前1000多年，这个里面，加利利地区呢，正好处在周围许多帝国的交界的地方，北方的帝国常常会兴起来攻打南方的埃及帝国，所以这个加利利地区呢，处在这个帝国交战的这样一个中间地带。
You know, and so then there were people like the Assyrian Empire or the Babylonian Empire would come down through there as they would attack Egypt or they would attack Jerusalem. And it was a place where they suffered so much from the foreign invasion.
所以这个地方呢，是处在这个帝国交战，比方说亚述帝国、巴比伦帝国要去攻打埃及帝国的时候呢，必须要经过这个地区是一个走廊，所以当地的人民呢饱受战乱。
And it would be a place where the Greeks would come down as they would invade, and then later the Romans would come down through that area. And so you see, this is an area where people struggle with life.
那后来在希腊王国还有罗马帝国向外扩张的时候呢，他们的势力通过也要经过这样一个地理的这个地带，来进行扩张的战争，所以当地的人民是遭受了很多的战乱和痛苦。
And so these people there, I think, are a lot like us. All they want is a life of safety and security and peace so that they can raise their children up and take care of them.
所以就像我们今天的盼望的一样，当地的人民很多的时候希望能够有一天这个地方有安宁，有这个平安，好让他们能够好好的过自己的日子，能够把自建立自己的家庭，带好自己的孩子。
And into this difficult place comes Jesus Christ.
那就在这样一个痛苦折磨、饱受战乱的一个地区呢，耶稣基督诞生在这里。
And so he's born in Bethlehem, but about 2 years later, he's taken home to Galilee.
降生在伯利恒，两年之后回到这个加利利地区。
He becomes the hope of the world.
他成为世上所有人的盼望。
So let us please stand and read Isaiah 9.
让我们一起起立，一起来来读以赛亚书第九章的一些经文。
And first we'll read it in English and then in Chinese.
我们先用英文，之后用中文读。
There will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali.But in latter time, he will make glorious the way by the sea, beyond Galilee of the nations. People who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, the light has shined.
我们一起用中文读。但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神是西布伦地和拿弗他利地。被藐视，幕后却是这沿海的路，约旦河外，外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
For unto us a child is born, and a child, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Out of the increase of his government and his peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth forevermore.The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Let me pray. God, we just really pray that you will help us to learn to have faith in you, to walk by sight, and also to live out the new man so that we may have the peace that comes through Jesus Christ, no matter what the circumstances. In your name we pray.Amen. You may be seated.
请坐。
Now, I think when Mary and Joseph went back from Bethlehem, they had the same desires for Jesus that we all have for our own children.
我想圣经里面记载，约瑟和玛利亚从这个伯利恒回到这个家以后，注册完回到家以后，心中他们所怀的那个盼望。和我们今天在座各位心里面的盼望有很多相似的地方。
And even though they had had the angel Gabriel come and then to Joseph, Mary and the angel come to Joseph, and Simeon and Anna prophesy and all these things happen, I think that they went home and they just wanted the same thing for Jesus that we want for our kids.
在耶稣基督诞生的整个过程当中，虽然他们曾经经历过天使显现，高唱赞美神，之后到耶路撒冷圣殿，又遇到撒加利亚，还遇到西门，这先知对他的这样一个赞美。但是呢，他们二位回到家以后，稳定下来，开始过日常生活的时候，心里面肯定也只是想能够过一个平安稳妥的日子。
And what did they want?
他们想要的东西是什么？
Just a safe, secure life where their child can grow up in peace and work hard and succeed.
就是他有能够有一个平静安稳的这样一个家庭，孩子能够健康的长大，辛勤的工作，学习工作，将来能够有一个好的生活。
And in fact, that's what is promised about Jesus.
那圣经里面呢，有关于耶稣基督的神的应许，也指向这些东西。
But specifically what it says here in this passage is that God is in control, Jesus Christ is in control in heaven, and because of that, you can have peace in your heart if you live out the new man.
这一段经文的一个重点就是恰恰是因为神掌管一切，治理一切，所以我们心里面也能够有平安。这个平安要得着，必须要把神赐给我们的新人的这个生命，把它给实实在在的活出来。
And so what does it say? You know, Isaiah prophesied that this virgin would conceive and bear a son, but notice who he is. And we all think, I think we all know, he is called Emmanuel, a God with us.
以赛亚的预言说这个童女要怀孕生子，接着就要描述这个儿子是一个什么样的身份，说他是神与人同在，也就是以马内利这个词的一个身份。
And then two chapters later, Isaiah prophesies further about who this child is, and he actually tells us who he is and what he does.
接下来，再过两章，以赛亚书更进一步的描述了耶稣基督这样一个诞生的，神与人同在，他要做的事工，要完成的这个任务是什么。
And he gives these names, the names of the functions and the character of who he is.
谈到他所要做的这个事工，他要起的这个作用和他的人格。
So of this child and this son, it says that his name is Wonderful and Counselor.
说这个儿子呢，人要给他起名字，名字呢叫奇妙，又叫测试。
It also says he's the Everlasting Father.
他又是，永在的父。
He who has seen me has seen the Father. That's what Jesus said.
那主耶稣自己也说，人谁见到了耶稣，也就见到了天父。
But today I'd like to highlight two of those things, and namely that after he's called Emmanuel, God with us, he goes on to say that he is the mighty God.
今天我想重点强调说，耶稣基督在这里说他，把他就是说这个显示出他是奇妙，是测试。接着又说他是全能的神。
He's God that's become a man, but notice it says he's mighty, he's powerful.
神呢降世成为了人，但是这个人圣经又说他是全能的。
And it also says that he is the Prince of Peace.
而且是和平之君。
And I know that every Christmas, some people talk about this being Prince of Peace, peace on earth, as though somehow or another all the wars are going to come to an end.
每一次过圣诞节，大家都会讲和平之君，和平之君，好像突然之间世界战争就会平息，和平就会降临一样。
But all you have to do is read history and realize 2,000 years, wars just they come over and over and over again.
但稍微读一点历史，就会发现2000多年以来，世上战争一直是不断的。
That life without wars is in the life to come, in the new heavens and the new earth.
只有将来天国，我们在天国的里面才会有战争的消失。
But he is our Prince of Peace today, and that's what I really want you to know, is he is our Prince of Peace.
但是呢，我们今天要清楚地明白，就在今天我们的日子里面，耶稣基督就是我们和平的君。
And it comes, first of all, because he is in heaven above, he rules in heaven.
这个是一个现实，前提就是神在，就是耶稣在天国里面呢，掌管治理一切。
And this is, I think, very important.
我想这个真理非常的意义深远。
You know, the most quoted psalm in the New Testament is Psalm 110.
诗篇110篇在新约里面呢，引用的次数是最多的。
Sit at my right hand.
他说你坐在我的右边。
The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. It's quoted the most in the New Testament. It's a very important concept for us to grasp.
引用最频繁的一节经文就是说我的主对我主说你坐在我的右边。
And so here we see he talks about this mighty God and the government will be on his shoulders. What government? The government is the kingdom of God.
说降生的这个儿子呢他是 全能的神政权要压在担在他的肩上政权是什么政权就是神天国的权利
And like Daniel he tells us that this kingdom this government will have absolutely no end it will go on and on and on and it will grow and more and more and more kinds of people will join it
但以理旧约里面但以理先知也说将来神的这个政权是要不断的加增是会永远持续的是永远不会穷尽的
And so it says here that this government will have no end, he will be on the throne of David, and his kingdom will have no end, it will go on and on from this time forevermore.
说他的政权就是基督的政权必加增无穷在大卫的宝座上治理他的国从今直到永远永永远远没有穷尽
And so this is the government that we belong to.
我们今天每一个信耶稣基督的人是属于这样的一个政权的下面。
The government that we belong to isn't the American government.
这个政权不只是一个美国的政府这个政权。
We belong to the kingdom of God.
我们反而归真正的归属是神的国和政权。
That's our primary identity.
这是我们首先最重要的一个身份和认同。
You know, we wait for a savior from heaven above, but our citizenship is in heaven, Paul says.
所以今天呢，我们在盼望耶稣基督的将来再次来临。保罗告诉我们，我们真正的家乡是天国，我们是天国的子民，这是首要的。
When Jesus was resurrected from the dead, and then he was taken up by the cloud to heaven, the kingdom was secure.
耶稣从坟墓里死里复活，然后驾着一朵云彩升到天国的时候，那时候他在天国的这个王权就稳固地建立了起来。
And so Peter, when he stands up on the day of Pentecost, says, God swore that he would set a descendant of David on his throne.
在教会初期彼得的一次讲道里面说神要把耶稣基督成为他的王要把他立在王的宝座上直到永远
And a lot of people mistakenly thought that he would be on the throne in Jerusalem over this country in Israel.
当时很多人误会这句话的意思以为他是在说将来耶稣要回来要坐在一个宝座上这个宝座呢就是以色列耶路撒冷成立的一个王的宝座他要做以色列国的王
But Peter said this Jesus the descendant of David he has already been exalted to the right hand of God in heaven
但是彼得强调的是这一位死里复活的耶稣基督已经被高举他已经在神的国里面掌权了。
And so, this God that we serve, that is our primary identity, he's in heaven right now, reigning.
我们所侍奉的这一位神，这一位主，他已经在天国里掌权了，他在掌管和治理一切的事情。
And when things get really difficult in his life, we need to realize that he is the mighty, powerful God. That's what Isaiah said.
在这样的一个事实之下， 当我们的人生我们的生活非常的困难的时候，首先要牢牢把握的就是要记住耶稣基督已经作为已经战胜了死亡，战胜了这个世界。
You know, he's in heaven. Peter quoted Psalm 110. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. That took place 2,000 years ago.
所以我们要记得清楚的就是彼得在新约里面一再引用的这一句诗篇110篇的话，就是我的主对我的主说，你坐在我的右边。这句话呢，2000多年之前已经都成为了现实。
And so, when you encounter difficult times, you can approach this mighty God in heaven above in prayer and ask him to help.
既然你已经有了这样一位全能的神，你遇到了困难，你就完全可以来到他的面前，向他祷告，求他的帮助。
And a lot of times he will help. He can, and sometimes does. He changes the circumstances in which we live so that we will have that peace and safety and security that we seek in life.
他是有能力来帮助我们的。他有时候呢，也确实会改变我们周遭的环境，改变我们所遇到的情况，使我们能够脱离困境，过上这样一个平安稳妥的这样的一个生活。
But sometimes he doesn't.
但有时候他并不直接那么做。
And you know, we live in a world that's actually very unsafe.
今天的世界非常的非常的不安全。
You know, you don't have to pick up a history book to know that there is endless cycles of wars and droughts and famines and earthquakes. It just goes on and on.
这个人类历史里面呢，这种战争、战乱、灾荒。这种灾难是一直都在连续不断，这个你不用看很多的历史就能够了解这样的一个事实。
And no matter what we do to secure ourselves, those things God allows to happen primarily because he gives us free will.
不管我们多么的努力让自己的人生平稳安妥，这个动乱呢，这种动荡总是一直是持续的，因为呢，神给了人自由的意志，可以去选择。
And so life can feel very tense.
所以有的时候呢，是我们的生活和人生里面感觉到充满了各种各样的压力。
You know, you pick up a newspaper, you get online, and you read the news, and you kind of wonder.
你要是看一些报纸，网上的新闻，你会禁不住会问自己。
You know, we live here.And we want to build a nice, safe, secure life.
我们在这里生活，想要能够建立一个稳定的这样的一个生活和家庭。
And then you get online, and then you see that, you know, you have a president and the leader of North Korea, and they're saying things all back and forth to each other, and they talk about being at the brink of nuclear war. And I'm going to tell you, that's frightening.
但是呢，你一打开新闻，就看到总统还有这个北朝鲜这些两国的领导人互相这样的对话，然后呢，甚至说还要把朝鲜半岛带到一个核战争的边缘，这样的一个情况呢，是非常令人恐惧。
A nuclear war, small nuclear war that would break out, would be devastating and actually would affect us here greatly.
核战争一旦爆发，会造成巨大的这个破坏。而且会影响到我们这个地区。
And you could worry about that.
你肯定会有一些担心和忧虑。
But this passage here tells us that Jesus is seated at the right hand as king and in control.
可是呢，我们读这一段经文，告诉我们耶稣已经坐在了神的右边，他在掌权。他在有这个能力来治理万国。
You know, and we live in an area where geologists tell us that at any time we can expect the big one.
那我们这个西太平洋地区呢，地质学家一直在多年来告诉我们，我们差不多已经到了一个发生这个大地震的一个时候了。
You know, we're long overdue for that every 500 years massive earthquake that would shake up all of Portland.
因为这个地区呢，每隔500年左右应该会有一次大的地震，所以呢，我们这次大的地震呢，已经是早就该到了。
And you know, what would happen? We'd lose our bridges.
一地震，我们怎么样？可能我们这些桥可能都会倒塌。
Electricity would go out.
就会断电。
Water would not function because the electricity is out.
可能供应水呢，水也会给截断。
You know, we can worry about these things. I do worry. We all worry. But you know what? What the Bible says here is Jesus is on his throne in control.
我们可以整天担心焦虑这些事情，有时候我也很担心这些事情，但是圣经告诉我们说，耶稣已经坐在了神的右边。
And so as new believers, I really want you to know this. God promises to give you peace.
所以对这里各位刚信耶稣不久的朋友们，我想告诉你们一点，说神给我们的应许就是你能够心里面有平安。
No matter what goes on in the world around you, whether it be at a national level or whether it be with your own company, Jesus is in control and promises peace.
不管外面的环境发生什么样的情况，或者是你的国家，甚至你的公司、你的家庭、个人生活里面遭遇到什么样的一种情况。
You know, we have to remember that when things are not going well, that we walk by faith.
有一点呢，我们要清楚地记得，作为基督徒，我们过日子靠的是信心，而不是你眼睛所能看见的这些证据。
That is, we walk by faith, believing in God's goodness and control, and not by looking around, not by sight at the situation around us.
意思就是说呢，靠信心，靠的就是我们心里面知道神是全能，而且是全善、全美的一位神。我们不是靠着我们看眼睛能够看见周遭的这些事情所取得的理解来过我们的生活。
And it is by this faith that as new believers, I want you to learn how to grasp the peace that God offers.
靠着这样的一种信心，初信的朋友们，初信的基督徒，能够牢牢地把握住神所应许给我们的那样的一种真正的平安是什么？
There are these promises.
神给了我们很多的应许。
And you know, the next promise I want to talk about is that Christ rules not just up in heaven above, but he rules in our heart in peace.
接下来的一个应许呢，就是说耶稣基督不但是在天国上掌权，他还在我们的心中作王掌权。
And so here, Isaiah, he's talking to these people in Zebulun and Naphtali.
所以这里呢，以赛亚先知是在给住在西伯伦和拿弗他利地的人民所说的预言。
And he promises hope and peace.
预言呢是一个有盼望、有平安的一个将来。
You know, here it says here with Isaiah, she who was in anguish will have no more gloom.
第一节呢，他说那受过痛苦的，意思就是那曾经经历过痛苦忧患的那一位，也就是以色列，必不再见到忧暗。
And who is she who is in anguish?
那这个受过痛苦的是谁呢？
It's this area that's up there in Galilee where these foreign invaders kept coming century after century.
就是这个世纪当中不断遭受外来侵略压迫的加利利地带。
And where does the peace come from?
那说这个平安要临到他们，平安从哪儿来？
You know, he says here that the people, they walked in darkness, that is Naphtali, Galilee, they saw a great light.
当地的人民曾经在黑暗中行走，但如今呢，这些百姓见到了大光。
That these people up in northeast Israel are those, they lived in a land of deep,darkness because of all of these army forces that would come through. A light shined on them.
因为历史上各个帝国的不断的征战，以色列西北部地区的人民是曾经住在死荫之地的人，但今天呢，有光照耀他们。
And when did this hope become fulfilled?
这样的一个平安什么时候来临了呢？
You know, it's really interesting because if you go right to the book of Matthew where Jesus starts his ministry,
如果你打开新约马太福音，从这个耶稣基督开始他的事工，加利利的事工一开始的时候，你就会看到这样的一个事实。
And you know, Jesus, he's baptized, and then he's tempted by Satan.
他受了洗出来，接着就在旷野里受到魔鬼撒旦的引诱。
And then he moves from Nazareth down to this town called Galilee, Capernaum on the Lake of Galilee.
他的事工呢，从这个拿撒勒开始，接着就到了这个加利利海的东北部的加百农地带。
And Matthew, he quotes this passage to say this promise is fulfilled now that Jesus is preaching the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督一开始宣讲天国的福音的时候，刚一开始，马太就告诉我们说，神这个预言，以赛亚书这个预言已经就在实现了，被实现了。
But the quotation is such, it's the promise of this peace is expanded to all the Gentiles, all the nations, all the peoples of the whole world, not just Galilee.
而且这个应许呢，这个预言呢，不光光只是给以色列人这样的平安，还要说这个平安将来要从此扩展出去，甚至要覆盖全世界各地的人民。
And so this promise of peace and hope, it comes to us through this child Jesus.
所以这个平安的预言和应许今天也临到了我们这些本来不是以色列人这样的一个人，之所以能够得到实现，就是因为耶稣基督作为一个人，作为一个婴孩诞生在人间。
And so I believe there's actually kind of a connection between being baptized today and being able to receive that peace.
我觉得今天受洗，就是圣诞节这个日子受洗，和你能够得到神所答应给你这样的平安，两者是有，我觉得是有紧密的联系。
And around here you're going to hear this phrase a lot, new creation.
在我们这个教会，可能你会经常听到说这个新造的人这个词。
Paul sometimes calls that the new man.
保罗也用一个词叫做新人来描述这样的一个生命的特征。
And he tells us that peace can come to us in our hearts through prayer.
保罗告诉我们借着祷告，神呢能够给我们内心的平安。
But he also implies that the peace also comes as we put on the new man.
保罗同时也暗示说，我们如果是披戴穿上我们这个新人新的生命，这样的一个平安也就赐给了我们。
And so as new believers, I'd really like you to hear everything that is said about the new creation.
所以刚信主不久的人呢，我希望你们能够全面的了解这个新造的人里面所包含的这些真理的含义。
Because here, you know, Jesus is prophesied as the Prince of Peace.
这里的预言说耶稣是和平的君。
And it tells us that his peace has absolutely no end.
而且这个平安呢是没有穷尽的。
And that's what the angels sang when Jesus was born.
耶稣诞生伯利恒夜晚的这个天使所唱的那个赞美诗的内容也是在说这样的一个事实。
You know, it's interesting. On the night Jesus is born, what's the one thing that they say? Peace on earth.
耶稣诞生了，天使说什么呢？说地上有平安。
But that peace is actually limited.
但这个平安不是给所有地上的人的。
It talks about that peace being among the people with whom he is pleased.
那节经文具体是说，神的平安要归给地上他所喜悦的这些人当中。
Right, that's us.
那也就是我们信耶稣基督的这些人。
It's with his people.
就是神自己的人民。
You know, so what does they say? Peace on earth among men on whom God's favor rests, or peace on earth among men with whom he is pleased.
这些经文的字面的意思就是说，神的平安要降临在世上这些神所喜悦、神所悦纳的这些人的中间，才会在他们当中有平安。
So on this Christmas morning, he's promising you peace.
所以那等于说，这个圣诞节的主日的早晨呢，神给你们的应许就是平安。
But the peace comes through prayer.
但平安呢，要借着祷告而来。
Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer, thanksgiving, prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
就像是这个新约里告诉我们，应当一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告感恩，把你们所要的告诉神。
And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will be with you in your hearts, and will guard it.
然后呢，神呢出人意外的平安，必要在耶稣基督里掌管你们的这个内心和生命。
And the God of peace will be with you.
这个平安的神就会与你们同在。
But I'd like you to go to this passage at Colossians chapter 3.
所以我想请你们看一下这哥罗西书这样一段经文。
I'd like you to look at it very carefully.
仔细的来看一下这个经文究竟在说什么。
You know, because he's talking about putting on the new man, what we do every day.
他说你要穿戴你的这个新人，神赐给你的这个新人，也就是每天的生活当中要把它给穿上。
You know, this is the new creation.
这是呢，神把你们重新的创造了一遍，造成了一个新的人。
And we learn there the peace doesn't come automatically.
平安并不是自然而然，自动的就会来到我们的心中。
So,Every day we need to take off the old man like clothes and lay them down.
每天的生活就好像是你要把这个旧的衣服脱掉，新的衣服穿上一样，也要把以前那个旧我脱掉，把你已经赐给你的这个新人，新我给穿上。
You know, and if you don't take off that old man, that sinful man, and all those sins and lay it down, there's not going to be much peace.
如果这个老我，如果这个老我里面这个罪你不把它给拖下去，这个平安是进不到我们心里面的。
And the real challenge is it says put on the new man like clothes, put on the new man.
真正这个一个挑战的地方，难做的一个事情呢，就是持续不断的把这样的一个新的生命和新人穿上。
And these baptism robes that are white, that's what they symbolize.
受洗的时候你们要先穿一个这个白色的衣袍，代表的意思就是这个新人圣洁的这样的一个新的生命。
You know, they symbolize our being cleansed through the blood of Jesus, but they also symbolize that we come up with the new life.
你信耶稣基督，他流的血就把你们洁净了。你从水里面出来的时候，旧的人死了，但新的人却诞生了。
And he says, put on the new man, and part of that is he says, let.The peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
所以穿上这个新人，这里面哥罗西书三章十节说，要让神基督的平安在你们心中作王，就是掌管你们的心。
And notice this peace; it rules. It's like a king.
这里形容这个平安呢，好像就是这个平安是个王一样，就是要让他掌管你们的心。
You know, Christ.The king, he rules like a king in our hearts. That's where he rules.
基督他就是一个王，在我们心里面做王，掌管我们的内心。
And when he rules, we can have that peace, but we have to take it. We have to put it on. We have to allow him.
只要他在我们心中掌权，我们就能够有那个平安。但是呢，一定要让他来掌管我们，心里面要降服在他的面前。
But I think that this peace is actually connected to all the other characteristics of the new man.
那神里的平安呢，和我们新人里面其他所得到的各种各样的特征福气是有着千丝万缕的联系。
He says, "Put on a heart of compassion."
他说你心里面要有那种慈善。
You put on kindness.
要有就是一种善良。
Put on patience, put on forgiveness.
而且你要穿上那种忍耐，穿上那种赦免人的罪。
And think about it, if we don't put on patience, it's hard to have peace.
所以我们想一想，如果你日常生活当中没有穿上这个忍耐这样的一个特征的话呢，你要赦免别人是很难的。
You know, if we don't put on forgiveness, it's hard to have peace.
这个赦免你要是不穿上，心里面也很难有真正的平安。
But when we have the forgiveness and let go of our anger at other people, when we have the patience that puts up with other people, we can slowly have the peace that comes. It's all connected.
但是我们若是能够穿上那种忍耐，穿上那种赦免，让自就是忘掉自己的那种怒气，慢慢的神的这个平安就进来，就充满了我们的内心。
And so what I suggest is that Christ gift to you on Christmas.
所以呢，我的建议就是说， 在这个圣诞的季节，耶稣基督给我们每一个人的这样的一个礼物
is that you can have the peace, but you have the peace through the gift of the new man, the new life that comes out of the water.
就是说这个平安你是能够拥有的，可是要拥有它呢，必须要通过这样一个新人的人生，在祷告当中，日常生活中流淌出来。
And this is the hope of that little baby that was born.
耶稣基督作为一个婴孩降生，带来给人的这个盼望就在于此。
Let me pray.
好吧，我来祷告。
God Almighty in heaven, we do thank you for all the various things that come through Jesus Christ.
天上全能的父神，我们赞美感谢你，通过耶稣基督的诞生，你赐给我们各样诸般属灵的福气。
We thank you that among many things that come through his birth is peace.
通过他的降生，我们知道你赐给我们人类平安。
And we just do pray for all of us that you would allow that peace to rule in our hearts.
我们祈求让在座每一位都能够让你的平安在我们心里面掌做主。
And that we may honor you as our king in heaven.
我们能够把你当作我们在天上的王来献，把荣耀献给你。
Day to day, bringing glory to Jesus Christ.
每天的生活当中，把荣耀带给我们的主耶稣基督。
In your name we pray, Amen.
这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
大家好，我叫胡周兴，今天很高兴能够站在这里，为耶稣基督做见证，与大家分享我的故事。我相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，他是神变成的人，他为了我的罪被钉死在十字架上，三天以后复活。我也承认自己是一个罪人，并且接受耶稣作为我的主救主。我第一次接触基督教是10年前我刚到美国的时候，我还清晰地记得那天飞机降落后都已经快半夜了，我心里非常担心。就是当地的一家华人教会的一对夫妇到机场来接我，并带我到学校安顿好。后来我陆陆续续参加了一些教会活动，但是那个时候我并不明白神的道，只是被动地听布道人的讲道。后来我只想专心学习专业课程，也就再也没有去过教会。直到3年前，因为朋友的介绍，我来到了温哥华福音教会，参加佳音小组的查经聚会活动。但是那个时候我也只是抱着好奇的心理过来看看。不过后来有几次聚会给我的触动很大。那段时间因为工作签证的原因要抽签，再加上太太怀孕了，我非常紧张，每天都感受到很大的压力。那时每次聚会的时候，大家都会帮我们祷告。很神奇的是，祷告完以后，我的心里就会感到平静和放松。我想那应该就是我第一次真正感受到圣灵在我的心里做工。后来我很幸运地抽到了工作签证，并且我们的第一个宝宝也顺利出生。 我真的感觉到这一切都是神的安排。然而真正让我决定信靠主耶稣是这两年来他给我们这个家庭和生活带来的巨大的变化。小孩出生以后，我感受到了前所未有的压力，我们这个小家庭也似乎摇摇欲坠。我以为我有能力去改变现状，但是我发现很多时候我真的没有办法控制，我感到非常的难过。特别幸运的是，这段时间教会的弟兄姐妹们，特别是邻居 Pansy， 他给了我们很大的帮助和鼓舞，让我们有机会更加认识神、亲近神和信靠神。借着神的话语和恩典，我认识到了自己很多的不足，我的心态开始变得更加乐观积极，我们的家庭也更加充满喜乐。感谢主，并且我愿意一生跟随主、侍奉主。谢谢大家。
大家好，我叫孙梦，很高兴今天站在这里跟大家分享我信主的故事，为耶稣基督做见证。我相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，他是神变成的人，他为了我的罪死在十字架上，然后三天以后他复活了。我也愿意承认我自己是一个罪人，并且我也接受耶稣基督作为我的救主。我其实我觉得我信主的过程很简单，没有什么大的波折。我真正成为基督徒是，我认为我觉得是应该是今年的上半年，然后那个时候就是像我先生讲的发生了很多事情，然后一直以来呢，我觉得我是一个非常脆弱非常敏感的人，然后不懂得忍耐，然后突然有了两个很小的宝宝，然后就是觉得压力很大，然后不知道怎么样把跟家人的关系处好，然后所以也变得越来越紧张。我觉得这一切都是神的安排，然后他把非常好的基督徒送到我的身边，做我的邻居，做我的朋友，然后把我带到这个教会，然后认识很多的基督徒，然后一步一步的受到他们的影响，然后就好像在帮我做安排一样，然后告诉我应该怎么样应该走的路，然后我就一步一步走出困境。然后我也在他的带领下开始每一周来教会学习，开始学会祷告。然后我感觉到这个转变是非常大的，对我的生命产生了很大的改变，也影响到我身边的人。我觉得最大的改变就是我心态变得比较平和，然后感觉到心也更坚强了。对生活的态度也更积极，更懂得忍耐跟包容，时常会有圣经上的句子会激励到我。觉得神给我们的心是坚强的心，然后这些改变对我的家庭意义非常重大，直接影响到我们过的每一天。然后我也很高兴我跟我的先生不再为一点小事就吵闹不休，比以前要好很多，然后有时候仍然会有很多矛盾，但是觉得有一个出路，就是觉得有一个依靠，懂得怎么样退到主里面，然后从自己身上找原因。然后呢，我也学会了不让情绪控制自己，然后学会活在主里面，而不是在自己的焦虑不安中。开始学会跟随主，懂得凡事应该顺从主的心意。明白了这些，生活中很多的纠结就不再困扰我。我觉得我承认自己的有限，自己是罪人是一种进步，这说明就是我对自己有更深刻的了解。而且我觉得我们每一个人都有罪，认罪其实不是为了惩罚，而是为了悔改，让我们都变得更好。 我觉得我的老我已经死去，我成为一个新人，我希望我时刻都有这样的警醒，鼓励我成为一个更成熟的基督徒，这也是神愿意看到的。谢谢大家。
大家好，我叫王岩，我现在站在这里，我非常紧张，因为我不太喜欢在这么多陌生人面前讲话，但是我还是决定受到大家的鼓励，我还是决定今天受洗，接受耶稣基督作为我唯一的救主，是经过了一个漫长从观望到思考到接受的过程的，这是有很多原因造成的。我是在文革前的动乱的北京出生并成长长大的，并在动乱中经历了我全部的学生时代。虽然那个年代崇教宗教信仰在中国是不可以的，但潜移默化中也接受了很多佛教的理念，所以对其他的宗教有天然的抵触情绪。另外，我对人尤其是一些中国人极度的戒备，这有很大的一部分受到了在文革中父母辈的不公正的受到的不公正的待遇造成的。我的外祖父从学徒做起，直到在北京繁华的东四地区拥有了自己的店面。1957年公私合营，一夜之间两层楼的店铺归了国家。我的外祖父50多岁就拿一点工资成了拿一点工资的伙计，养活家里边6个孩子。不久因连气带疾得了中风，又赶上3年的自然灾害，又吃不饱，很快就去世了。更可悲的是他个6个孩子个个优秀，但由于出身不好，那是个叫出身不好叫小业主，政审过不了关，连大学考上都不收，那一个大舅考上南开大学都不能去，我父亲受的迫害就更甭提了。请问在这样长期的压抑、恐惧、戒备的环境下成长起来的人能有信任关爱别人的可能吗？感谢神，自从2年前搬到温哥华来到教会，让我接触到了很多让我信任让我感到被关爱的人，还有我一起上班的几个基督徒同事对我也影响很大，他们工作勤勤恳恳，很少计较个人得失，但是他们每天活得非常快乐。说到这里，不得不提一提我的儿子。儿子今年在华大教会信主、受洗，是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。我们彼此深爱对方，但我无法接受他的不但要受又爱对你好的人，也要爱对你不好的人的基督徒的理念。为此我们时有争执，这让我很苦恼。今年一次夏天的时候，我们去到有一次感受，他听不懂，所以最好我们去到那个林肯墓园那块儿，去那个是他父亲的生日，我们就那天的一件事对我感触特别深。明明是那个给我们开车带过那人把我们放在那个那给我们带错了，完了就在外边等了那么差不多半小时，后边他那个有一个看牙医都晚了，我就特别生气。正常来说是应当生气的，那人就完全没有理由放在我们这不管了。完了我就因为我的脾气特别急嘛，我当时我就说你为什么在我们这儿等你们？完了那个他就后来那人就在车里没出来，我就冲到前台那块儿，到那边又去抱怨去了。一会儿他进来了，完了那个后来说完了之后我出去了，他就在后边说妈妈你先出去吧，完了就在那边跟人道歉，先在车里边跟那个司机道歉，完了后来又在那个前台那块儿又跟人道歉，回来之后又说我使劲说我这个不对。我就觉得你这么一个10几岁的孩子你怎么会老说我呢？我就说，我说那你老说我，我说那我不愿意听你老说我，那你回去吧。当时晚上都10点半了，他就开车回了西雅图。到那儿我看估计得1点了吧，又没有停车，所以我特别担心。我也特别不理解他会这样，我有什么错？我就觉得我这个性格吧，好像是 自己吧，也明明知道，后来特别后悔，但是控制不住，所以我觉得我还是信主比较好，要受到主的，因为主嘛，确实是我现在很，我完全接受他是为了我们这些罪人，钉在十字架上的。所以我们要有勇气改变自己，原谅别人，体会体谅别人。我身上还有很多缺点，我以后还要慢慢的改，慢慢的成长，在基督里边成长。我这最后说的就是我非常希望自己成为一个合神心意的基督徒，在每天的生活里活出他的好的见证。我知道我凭我自己的力量很难做到，但是我相信借助神的力量我可以做到。谢谢大家。
大家好，我叫 Edward， 我是Pansy 的儿子。真的很感谢主让我今天能够受洗成为一个新造的人。在过去的六年时间里面，我一个人在香港，我在工作里面我算是一个很成功的人，可以这么说，就是我很快我可以在一家公司里面做到非常非常高的职位。可是我一直都被这个贪欲，我被名誉，我被这个金钱蒙蔽了双眼，我完全看不到自己曾经犯的过错，也曾经以为金钱权力就是一切，一直没有好好反省自己，也不敢去教会。其实心里面是很清楚，知道自己很多时候是做的不对的。我曾经觉得我一直很想成为一个呢功成名就，可以为家人争光，因为我自己的读书确实是读的不是很好，读完高中以后就没有读大学，就觉得啊，我很想在工作里面可以就是好好表现自己，不过回过神来这六年时间呢，只有后悔，只有非常的抱歉，对家人的抱歉，对曾经遇见的人的抱歉，还有内疚。一直以来只有主和母亲无条件爱我，我真的觉得自己是不配拥有这一份爱的。在这几年里面，我觉得我一直感受到神的奇迹，神一直在我身边，有时候就会出现一些 message 去提醒我，去告诉我要回转，要悔改，或者是有些事情你不能做，有些事情你应该去做。我在两个月前，我自己去回到教会，自己回到教会，在深圳的一家教会，然后我向神去认罪，我请求神呢去原谅我这个罪人。我愿意去悔改，愿意成为一个不一样的人，愿意接受主耶稣基督作为我的救主，为基督做见证，感谢主。在最后要感谢我的妈妈一直对我的支持还有理解，谢谢她无条件的包容和爱我。我这里啊，就是前几天在这个西雅图那边呢，就看到一个小礼物，就是上面就是写着说，在很多就是写给我妈妈的一些话，他就说，里面写着说，就是说，在很多时候，你一直在支持我，当我就是遇到经历很多不同的困难、不同的挫败的时候，你一直都是。就是当我觉得就是很孤单的时候，你都一直会在我身边支持着我，我非常感谢我有这个妈妈，还有我妈妈让我就是信靠主耶稣，谢谢。
So hey everyone, most of you probably know me by now, but for those of you that don't, I'm Austin. I've been going to this church for the last 10 years or so with my family, although I haven't been coming as much recently since I now go to Duke University over in North Carolina. As you could probably guess from that though, I grew up in a Christian family where we went to church every Sunday. When I was young, I didn't really know why we went. I just sort of tagged along so that I could see all my church friends and eat good Chinese food after service. To me, there was no real meaning behind it, so going to church essentially was just out of habit. I would go to church, sing the songs, memorize the verses, and play with friends before coming back home and proceeding with my life as normal. Going through the motions was simpler at the time, so younger me just accepted it and moved on. After my 9th birthday, my family decided to move from North Carolina all the way to Washington State so that my dad could have an easier time taking business trips to countries in Asia. Our family started attending CECV after we moved, and I once again tagged along every Sunday to meet up with friends and eat more food. For the first 10 years of my life, I spent every Sunday morning at church half listening to the sermons and half daydreaming. To me, God was always my parents' God, and I never had any actual relationship with him. I was told that God loved me thousands of times, so I started to grow numb to that statement as it kind of slowly lost meaning. I knew that God loved me in my head, but I never made the connection to believe it in my heart. All of that changed shortly after I moved here. In September of 2006, I spent my 10th birthday party at Johns Hopkins Hospital's Cancer Center. I didn't know it at the time, but it was the last birthday I would celebrate with my father. When he was first diagnosed and given an estimated 2 weeks to live, I didn't believe a single word that came out of the doctor's mouth. I had never experienced a death in the close family before, so I knew that somehow he would make it through. The feelings of invulnerability blinded me to the seriousness of the disease, and I was unable to comprehend how anything could kill one of my family members, let alone my father. I celebrated that birthday like I normally would, just in a hospital room instead of a house. The following months, I tried to continue living life normally, but refusing to believe anything could kill my dad. To me, he was invincible, the strong tower that I could always look up to and lean back on. He might not have been very tall, but nevertheless, he stood the highest and reached the farthest in my mind. He had always been there and would always be there, no matter what. Nothing could ever break my family apart, and nothing ever would. But on January 1st, 2007, my illusion was shattered, and my world was ultimately turned upside down. My father passed away, and I was devastated and forced to face reality. At first, I was unable to leave or comprehend what had happened. How is it possible that the strongest man I know could die to something like cancer? If God was so good, if God really loved me, then how could he let my dad die just like that? People kept telling me that everything would work out. God's plan was for the best. I didn't understand how taking away one of the people I loved the most could be part of God's better plan or even the work of a loving God at all. So for the next few months, I hated God for letting my dad pass away. Going to church became an obligation for a while, just somewhere I had to go every week to sit through another sermon about how much God loved me. At the time, I started to believe that God didn't love me as much as everyone else, since he took my dad away when I was only 10 years old. I started feeling immense pain and anger due to the hole in my heart, so for years after my father's passing, I turned away from God. As a result of this, middle school was a hard time. Our family had also just moved to Washington State, and I didn't know many people in my class. All my friends from church were attending other schools or were in different Excel classes than me. To make things worse, many of my fellow classmates had already known each other since they started taking Excel classes together in elementary school. So I came in knowing almost nobody in the class when everyone else had known each other for 4 or 5 years already and never really bothered to branch out and befriend any of them. By the time high school rolled around, both my spiritual life and social life started going back to normal. But as many of you know, this is around the time that grades start to matter. High school became a sort of a race to the top, as everyone wanted to get the best grades, the best extracurricular activities, the most volunteer hours, the varsity sports positions, the highest standardized test scores to get into college. And so for much of the time during high school, I became distracted with as reaching as high as I possibly could, spending most of my time either doing schoolwork for the AP classes, volunteering, doing club activities, or playing sports. So as you could probably imagine, this didn't leave much time for God, but he was still nevertheless able to sneak his way into my life, whether I wanted it or not. Looking back on high school and the past 3.5 years of college I've taken so far, there wasn't just one single moment where God revealed himself to me and I suddenly converted, but it was a long series of small occurrences that were relatively unlikely on their own, but impossible to be attributed to random chance when all taken together. There were many times that I'd be looking for something I had lost. I could spend an hour like trying to look for it and failing, and getting frustrated and keep trying, keep failing. But then eventually I'd give up, pray for help, and then I would find it within like a few minutes or just kind of show up. And I'd be like, oh, okay. Several times I'd also had trouble falling asleep or staying focused studying. But if I asked God for help, he would grant me the peace of mind to finally fall asleep or to stay focused enough to diligently study for whatever tests I had coming up. I also spent many days, especially in college, worried that I wasn't doing well enough, that my grades since getting into university weren't good enough to get a job or get into the best graduate schools. Since moving from getting great grades in high school to struggling with the increased difficulty of college engineering courses was incredibly difficult for me. With math being my best subject in high school, I went to my first Duke math class, confident I would do well, then ended up getting a 65% on the first midterm and having no clue why. But even in times like these, when I struggled to get good grades, when I had to force myself out of bed in the morning, when I was worried that I wasn't reaching high enough or being successful enough, I was able to take comfort in the fact that when everything was said and done, that these weren't the most important things in my life, that in the end, none of this would even matter, that everything was going according to his plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I was able to take comfort in this and in the fact that God is sovereign and he is with me. Even when I'm at my lowest of lows and think that I can't reach high enough, it doesn't matter. Because when God picks me up and puts me on his shoulders, I can reach higher than the highest mountains, and in him all things are possible. Even though I don't know why God works the way he does, or I don't know why things happen the way they do, I now know that God is in control regardless. I now believe that he is not only my parents' God, but my God as well. I believe that he sent his only son Jesus to die for my sins. I know that I want him to be my savior, and I am willing to follow him forever. I believe that he loves me, that he does know the plans he has for me, and that he will see them through to the end. Thank you.
传言，你相信三位一体的真神，圣父、圣子、圣灵吗？你相信耶稣基督道成肉身，自在十字架上三天后从死里复活吗？你相信你自己的罪人已经接受耶稣基督为你的救主吗？In the name of Jesus Christ, baptize you.
Edward, do you believe in the one true God, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God become man, he died on the cross, and 3 days later was raised from the dead?
I do.
Do you believe that you yourself are a sinner, and have you already accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
I do.
Okay, then in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I'll baptize you.
Okay.
Ah, good job. And Austin, I'm very happy to see this day. Okay. Chinese or English?
English.
Okay. Austin, do you believe in the one true God, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God that has become a man and that he died on the cross and was raised 3 days later?
I do.
Do you believe that you yourself are a sinner, and have you already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Good. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I baptize you. Wow. Excellent. Good. Oh, here. Hayo biadama? No, okay.